we had a meeting of the management committee, which is comprised of all the principal negotiators of the global political agreement. The meeting resolved that either we hammer a solution as the select committee, or that we send people home and call them when we have agreed on the methodology. We opted to try to iron out our differences as a select committee, and we have made an agreement which has six items. Firstly, we have agreed that in all the raw wards, all the multiple meetings per ward be collapsed into one, so that there is no numerical advantage in frequencies for between the raw ward and the urban wards. We have also agreed, needless to say, that in all the urban wards with more than one meeting per ward, we collapse these meetings into one meeting for purposes, of course, of determining frequency. We have also agreed that the frequency or preponderance, which is basically the number of times that an issue has been said, is not the sole determinant of the popularity or importance of that issue. Here we are acknowledging that something that doesn't make sense, either politically, economically, or socially, can be repeated 1,000 times. That doesn't mean that it will find its way in the Constitution. So we then said the frequency or preponderance is not a determinant of the importance of the thing. We also agreed that we are going to use both the quantitative and the qualitative approaches. In this regard, the use of the quantitative, the use of methods mean that the quantitative shall not take precedence or shall not be regarded as more important than the qualitative. We also agreed that we have to, in all the reports, we have to record what the people said, as well as the circumstances under which they said those things. In particular, where the things were said in atmospheres that were volatile, intimidatory, or violent, will have less weight than things that were said in meetings where there was relative freedom. So we have emphasized on that, and we have said also that apart from the recording of the environment under which the things were said, we look at attendance, we look at gender ratio, we also look at youth ratio and the presence of people living with disabilities, so that we complete our report. What is important to the people of Zimbabwe is that we were able to resolve the differences and make sure that we hammer a solution that is fair to everyone. I noticed that our colleagues in ZANU-PF are satisfied. We are satisfied. Our colleagues in the MDC are satisfied by the outcome of our meeting and the resolution that we made, and we are going forward.
People are asking that you, as the MDC, do you have a plan B in case that the document that you're going to come out with is rejected by the people?
There is no way that this document will not reflect the will of the people. We will not talk of plan B on behalf of the MDC because we are doing this project in good faith. We want to have this constitution reflecting the views of the people of Zimbabwe, and we are putting our 150% effort to make sure that we have this project. So the MDC as a party does not have a plan B because it is not negotiating in bad faith. But let me say that these disagreements and the impasses that we are having show that this constitution will be truly people-driven. We are not letting unfairness go unchecked. We are not letting impropriety go unchecked. We are there to make sure that everything goes according to what is fair and just for the people of Zimbabwe. Once we have done that, the final product will be a very effective product. So people must not be worried about the disagreements that are happening. These are disagreements are for the common good. There is no way that you, as a culture person in the MDC, would agree to something that is unfair to the party. So you will find that this resolution of what is unfair and unjust at this stage ensures that the final product is a good product.